It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and white. It's time for quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, which is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of your home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours. You got lots of options. You could choose from slots, blackjack, roulette, table games with live dealers, and more. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app. Use promo code KSN, and you get to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 in the first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number three, so that means it's time to ask Ross. First off, Ross, great job on the interview with Phil Troutwine. Great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was fun to talk with him, and looking forward to all the listeners being able to hear part two next week. You know, for these segments, we go about 12 and a half minutes, which is great, but kind of tough for an interview when you start with the intro and the outro. So I'm glad we were able to go a little bit longer with him, break it up into two. I'm always interested on people's backstories. And, you know, you read enough times that he was a Penn State fan, I think somebody's got to ask him, well, what happened? You know what I mean? Like, I've read like five times him say Penn State was his dream school. It's like, all right, well, what happened? Why didn't you go there then? So that is interesting, by the way, when we talk about all the recruits and everything, you know, you hear a lot of stories like that over the years. I mean, I would have gone to Penn State. He would have gone to Penn State. So,
well, and it was fascinating, his story. If you missed it in quarter number two, he talked about getting hurt prior to going to the camp, but I don't want to spoil it. Go to our website or download the app, and you could go back and listen to it if you missed that today. All right, Ross, come on. Let's get to the questions. And let's see, where do we want to start? Let's start with Bradley from Scottsdale, Arizona, by way of Erie. Since you finished your evaluation of the 2020 class, do you believe any of those players will change positions during their time at Penn State?
So first of all, without question, the answer is yes, right? So now I don't know who they'll end up being, but I don't think they've ever had a recruiting class, or any school has, where at some point they haven't moved a guy or two to a position that they think will better suit them. Looking at this group, Zariah Fisher certainly stands out to me if he's already 255 pounds. Now, you know, I think he's a linebacker. I think he wants to be a linebacker. But when you're already 255 pounds, my guess is he ends up as an edge rusher. But you never know, right? I mean, maybe I never thought Micah Parsons, Jim, would be an off-the-ball linebacker like this. A guy that played D-end in high school, those guys tend to not move back off the ball. I always thought at this point Micah Parsons would be one of the best D-ends in the country, and say he's one of the best linebackers in the country, which, by the way, says a whole lot about him and just how talented he is and how hard he's worked at it. But I think Fisher, pretty good chance he moves from linebacker up to D-end. You know, they had several guys, I don't know if you're classifying them as D-ends or D-tackles, but Keziah Izzard from DeMatha jumped out to me for sure. Amin Vanover from St. Joe's in North Jersey jumped out to me. I know we're not counting Tyler Warren because we already know he's a tight end, but those other two guys I named, I think they'll end up being defensive tackles just because they're already 260 pounds, 280 pounds. In Izzard's case, so I think they'll end up moving inside at the next level. And it's more the guys like Mostella who will end up outside. And I wouldn't even be surprised if Brandon Taylor ends up inside. I know he's only 6'2", but they might look at him as sort of a Kevin Givens type and move him inside.
All right. Very good. Let's move on to Sean from Washington, D.C. Hey, Ross, my lovely fiance and I love the show. Isn't that great?
You know, yeah, that's awesome.
Listen to it as a couple. And it's, we listen to them together while working from home during the pandemic and drinking Labatt Blue after work, of course. So he's got the life. His question is, what are recruiters planning to do with the upcoming 7-on-7 season coming up and the likelihood of limited opportunities to recruit or only in certain areas? I guess the overriding question is, what happens to recruiting as we go through the summer here?
Yeah, so number one, my first piece of advice, he didn't ask, but use the word fiance as much as possible because it's a very small window in your life that you can use that, and it's a cool word, and you're going to be able to use wife hopefully for like 50 years. So use fiance as much as, oh, my fiance, my fiance, my fiance. So use fiance as much as you can while you can before you get married, because you can't say that after you get married. It's not good. So that's my first piece of advice. The NCAA recently came out and said that the dead period will continue until the end of June. And they're going to reassess it, I believe, on May 27th. So what that means is, if they say that camps are able to be held, my guess is a lot of these schools will hold camps or try to hold camps in July, you know, those first few weeks of July, to try to get eyeballs on as many of these kids as possible at their camp, 7-on-7, all those things. If it's just sort of a quiet period and they're not allowed to actually be out there running around being evaluated, but they are able to go and just visit campuses, then all these schools will try to get as many of these prospects on campus as possible, because there's a lot of these guys that have never actually visited a campus yet, you know, or visited some of these schools yet. I know several personal examples of that. So it's very much an unknown. Whatever the 7-on-7 or camp season is, it's not going to be real big. It's going to be pretty abbreviated, and it'll be just July, if at all, frankly.
Yeah, a lot of things are different. And by the way, as long as we're giving couples advice, I will give this advice a friend gave me. When you do get married, do not introduce her as your first wife. All right. All right. Let's go with Chris from Burbank. Chris says, you're a freaking gem, Ross. Good start. Joe Paterno used to say, I'd rather play a kid a season too late rather than play him too early. In your opinion, were there any starters from last year that could have used more seasoning, and any non-starter who might have benefited from more playing time? And he finishes up by saying, keep up the 8.1 work.
Very good. We got some awesome listeners.
We did.
I would say that's interesting, right? That's an interesting philosophy. I don't remember hearing Paterno say that, but it makes sense. You know, I guess you could argue some of the true freshmen that they played on the back end, you know, Marquise Wilson and Keaton Ellis, ideally those guys would have had a little bit more seasoning before they were thrown out there. So those are a couple of guys that jump out to me. But not really others. I think Brandon Smith was kind of ready for the role he had. I think the freshman running backs, I mean, maybe you could argue that Devin Ford, you know, needed a little bit more seasoning. I don't know. I think that they did a pretty good job there playing the guys that had an opportunity. And really, the thing I would say as it relates to Coach Paterno is that, you know, things have really, really changed in that regard. I mean, really changed. You know, now, you know, a lot of these kids, their goal is to only be there for 3 years, 4 at the most. And so redshirting, a lot of times you might just be redshirting them for nothing. So the thought process is, why not at least get something out of them? Because for a lot of these guys, they'll realize after their third year at Penn State that they're either a starter and things are going well, or they're going to want to transfer a transfer portal for a better opportunity, or maybe they're really good and they go pro. So I think the days of redshirting a lot of guys, you know, the whole thing's changed where they're going to be more likely to give a kid a little playing time and have a little trial by fire than they are wait another year. Because if you wait another year, that kid might transfer.
And throw in that whole, you're allowed to play four games as a freshman without burning your red shirt. That adds to the permutations. Next up is Brad from San Francisco. He says, do you think the NCAA name, image, likeness recommendations will help or hurt Penn State compared to other schools? His thought is, in smaller media markets like Penn State, you'll probably have less endorsements to promote than to the recruits.
Yeah, I don't think Penn State is positioned as well as some of the other schools. You know, you think about just like their main competition, right? Ohio State and Michigan. You know, Ohio State's right there in Columbus. So that's a pretty darn big city. There's a lot of big businesses there. And, you know, they still have Cleveland and Cincinnati, but Columbus in and of itself is really big. And they're still absolutely diehard and passionate. Then even like Michigan, Ann Arbor's not far from Detroit. So there's a lot of opportunities there. Whereas Penn State, pretty far from Pittsburgh or Philly. You know, there are mid-major cities where they could perhaps get some opportunities. But, you know, I think we're all kind of figuring out how this is going to unfold. But certainly it would seem like the cities that have the schools that are in bigger populations are going to have an easier time coming up with the money for the players. And really what the issue will be, Jim, is it'll come all down to, you know, we're going to get to the point where these recruits are going to want name, image, and likeness guarantees. I don't know if that's $20,000 or I don't know what it is, but you know, if Ohio State offers it and Penn State doesn't, they're not going to get that kid.
Exactly right. And in the end, it's always the rich will get richer. All right. That's it for quarter number three. We're going to name the winner for Ask Ross when we start segment in quarter number four.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.